Governor Mike Pence, Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, joining Krona North America President and CEO Tommy Jones at Shelbyville City Hall today. The company announcing plans to relocate its headquarters from Memphis, Tennessee to Shelbyville, Indiana. Tommy Jones at the podium at City Hall this morning.
By relocating to Shelbyville, we will be closer to one of our largest sales areas and one of our largest potential growth areas for Krona. With construction expected to begin this spring, Krona anticipates beginning to hire in late 2017 for multiple types of positions, including warehouse and office staff, as well as management. Once it is determined how many current employees will relocate from Memphis to Indiana, we will construct approximately a 200,000 square foot facility with the majority of the space dedicated to distribution and training. The facility will serve as our company's North America headquarters. It will also be our primary distribution hub and our primary training center for North America. The entire transition will be completed by the end of 2021, when we anticipate employment in Shelbyville to be approximately 101.
The German-based company will invest $12.5 million to construct a 200,000-square-foot facility on 40 acres of undeveloped land at the intersection of 44 and I-74. With a majority of space dedicated to distribution and showrooms, the facility will serve as the company's primary distribution hub and training center. The new facility will also house approximately 20,000 square feet of office space to accommodate Krona's corporate headquarters team, expected to begin transitioning to Indiana in 2017. With construction expected to begin next spring, Krona anticipates beginning to hire in 2017 for multiple positions, including warehouse and office staff, as well as management, once it is determined how many current employees will relocate from Memphis to Indiana. New positions will offer average salaries nearly double the state's average wage, and interested applicants can look to apply online. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation offered Krona North America up to $1.8 million in conditional tax credits based on the company's job creation plans. The tax credits are performance-based. Until Hoosiers are hired, the company not eligible to claim incentives. The IEDC will also provide the city of Shelbyville with up to $500,000 in infrastructure assistance from the state's Industrial Development Grant Fund. The city of Shelbyville will consider additional incentives at the request of the county's development corporation. More news coming up on Giant 96.